Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Toby. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by our friends, the law firm Kondorian Murat.
The good people over Kondorian Murat. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, the whole kit, and the caboodle. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The D.C. Defenders are on to a championship game. They won the XFL conference title decisively, doubling up their opponent, St. Louis, on the road in their building this past weekend. And now they move forward for the title round Saturday afternoon. They're taking on the Michigan Panthers in the UFL championship game. And we are joined now by the interim head coach of the D.C. Defenders, Shannon Harris, who's got the boys ready to try to win their first title in the UFL. Coach, thanks for the time. How's it going?
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Everything going well. Like you said, we are prepping and preparing for this week's game and excited about it and knowing that it's going to be a challenge for us. Michigan's a really good football team, well coached by Coach Nolan and his staff, and they got some really good players. So we're definitely excited for the matchup and excited for the game.
Yeah, they're juggernaut, and I'm sure you guys – you know, will be viewed around the country as underdogs going in, and that seems like right where you want to be. If you don't mind, going back through this season, some of the things you guys have dealt with all the way from you taking over right before the year with Coach Barlow getting a good opportunity all the way through now, you've got this great thing you do in the locker room where you kind of recite different things that are going in unideal ways or badly, and then all your players shout good. And I think it's the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. But just give us an idea of like how you guys started to wear all these things on your – you know, shoulders as benefits and not slaps to the face.
Yeah, I tell you, man, we've had so many challenges in across the board throughout the season with our team, you know. And so the good thing about it is we have a great group of guys. A lot of credit for that goes to Von Hutchinson, our GM. He brought in the right type of guys that fit what we do, great character guys, men of integrity, understand what it takes to win, and don't complain a whole lot. Just love the work and love the game itself. And we had the opportunity to watch a video of Coach Brad, where our offensive line coach brought to the offense. And I'm like, you know what, man, I would love to show this to the team. So, throughout the course of that video, I mean, the guy was saying things like, you know, I didn't get the job interview good. Maybe I need to, you know, work hard at the interview. I know I didn't get an opportunity to get this position good, you know. And so whatever the case may have been, it was always good, but find a way to get better. You know what I mean? So don't get bitter, get better. And so that was the one thing that, you know, how our mindset has been throughout the entire course of the season.
Coach, for folks that may not have seen you guys kind of throughout, break down some of your key players and performers here who are going to have to shine for you guys to win this championship.
Yeah, against our last opponent, I'll say this, you know, complete team effort, you know, all phases of the game. And going into this championship game, it's going to take that same type of effort. It's going to take, especially on defense, it's going to take all 11 hats to the ball, especially when it comes to Bryce Perkins with their quarterback. We know what type of guy he is, how dynamic he is when he able to put the ball down and take off and run. You know, he's that type of athlete. We got to treat him like as he's a running back or a receiver or tight end. You know, we can't treat him as a quarterback. We have to treat him as a totally different player, but knowing that he could throw the ball. So we got to make sure we game tackle. And also when we do get to tackle him, we got to make sure we get him down to the ground. And then, and that's with the ball in his hand, not after he done, you know, stiffed on 12 people and then still throw the ball. Right. So, so we got to do that. And then, you know, on the offense side of the ball, we got to sustain our run game. You know, we got to be able to run the football. And, you know, everything about what we do comes from that.
Bryce Perkins is going to be a name that our listeners know because he played at UVA for a couple of years with Virginia. He was at Arizona State a little bit before Jaden was there, I think. But also started a game for the Rams in the National Football League not too long ago that people will remember from the 2022 season. Yeah. The interim head coach of the Defenders, Shannon Harris, is with us right now. I mean, you guys have NFL-caliber talent in your own right, some guys who have played in the league and have some pelts on the wall, and then some players that are trying to get back there. How about, you know, specific to some of the Defenders putting their resumes out there for NFL teams this season, who do you think's helped themselves the most in their quest to either get back to or get their first shot in the league?
Yeah, you know, again, a lot of our guys, like you said, have opportunities or have played in Super Bowls, have won Super Bowls on team, have played, you know, a lot of years on team. So all that stuff have come together for sure. So, you know, all those guys have done a great job of creating value for themselves and giving themselves an opportunity to get back to other teams, right? So, and they was all strategically picked by us by based off of, you know, what we do offensively, what we do defensively. All those guys fit the mold of and fit our scheme. And so, yeah, we had a good group of guys, man, that have created a lot of value for themselves and to give themselves opportunity to get back into the NFL.
Coach, on that front, I imagine it might be a challenge in your job. You could tell me that I'm wrong, where, it inherently somebody is thinking of themselves as an independent contractor, an individual who wants to get back to the NFL, to your point, whereas you may be asking for team buy-in. It seemed like it might not always be in total concert there. I'd love you to speak to that challenge and how you guys were able to overcome that.
Yeah, the one thing we talk about every day and in our meetings at practice is that it's team success and individual success will come. And, you know, we've been able to do that this year, and guys have bought into that model. You know, we know that if we win games as a team, we'll have created a lot of individual success and a lot of individual awards. And so that's been the case so far this year.
The interim head coach of the D.C. Defenders, who are playing a Saturday championship game, Shannon Harris, is with us here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. You mentioned how talented the Michigan group is, specifically offensively. I mean, what are some of the keys, in your opinion, for your group when you've got the football and trying to move the ball against them and have success? They were pretty dominant in their conference championship route.
Yeah, as long as we can continue, especially when we have the ball on offense, continue to be efficient and take care of the football. As long as we can continue to do that, we feel like, you know, we can score as many points with anyone, you know. But I love our matchup with our defense this second time around against their offense. We have a lot to prove. And, you know, what happened in that first matchup with us, it wasn't so much that Michigan beat us. It was the fundamentals that beat us. So as long as we stay, you know, true to our fundamentals and do the thing what we're supposed to do, and big fundamental part of that is just tackling. And, you know, that's easily said than done when it comes to a guy like Bryce, for sure. But, you know, they got a lot of team speed. Those guys play hard and fast together. They're going to try to outwork their opponent. So, but that's us. We got the same type of team, but we got to be better at it this go around.
Besides Perkins, whom you mentioned, who are some guys that you got to slow down, some of the keys?
Yeah, they're running back, running the ball extremely hard. And then their wide receivers, when they catch the ball, they're looking to score every time they touch the ball, whether it's a hitch, out route, you know, a dig, whatever that route may be. And when they catch the ball, their mindset is to score immediately. And they run and play fast for sure.
As far as the UFL goes, I go to all the home games. I enjoy Audi Field. I've really enjoyed the experience. From your perspective, mm-hmm. having been around it now, how do you feel like the league is trending? And what's next, do you think? Like, how do you continue to grow the fan base, both locally, nationally? For those of us that want to see this thing hang around for the long haul, it's been, you know, a real grind to try to get one of these spring leagues to stick. How close are we to the UFL being that team, do you think? Or that league, rather?
Yeah, I think it's very close. I think the league have done a really good job of, you know, taking the slow pace of this thing and not try to move so fast with doing everything the way people want to see it right yet, right? So as long as we can continue to put a good brand of football out there and, you know, the games are exciting the way they are and it's continuing to create opportunity for all these guys, as long as that continues to happen, the league will continue to have success. And it's creating so much opportunity for everyone.
Coach, really appreciate you joining us, man. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you all, man.
Yeah, you got it. There's Shannon Harris, the interim head coach of the D.C. Defenders, taking on the Michigan Panthers. They're going to play the game in St. Louis at the old Edward Jones Dome. It's now called the Dome at America Center.
What a dumb name the new name is, by the way, just as a quick editorial.
Yeah.
It's such a Edward Jones Dome. Oh, I know what that is. It's the Dome at the Center for America. Shh, wrong.
It's just naming, you know, sponsors and stuff.
I get it.
Like the Northwest Stadium instead of FedEx Field. It's the Dome at America Center.
I mean, I
think they like the idea of the Dome. So, you know, that they're doing that. Like, if you do Nationals Park, you would do, like, Nats Park at Pepsi Field or something, yeah. You know, something like that.
I don't know. It's something about the way it just doesn't roll off to
me
at all.
Probably all the words.
It's so unnatural. The Dome?
Here's what I don't get, though. Mm-hmm. So the Defenders are playing the championship game at 8 Eastern, but the championship parade starts at 6 Eastern. The parade in town, there's a parade in D.C., right? Saturday, the same day. Isn't that the Defenders championship parade?
I don't know that they're the same. There's some crossover, but not the same.
I thought the Defenders championship parade was Saturday and they play Saturday.
No.
But isn't it weird to schedule it before the game and then to have the parade 2 hours before the kickoff?
I think so.
What happens if they lose and you've already had
But now you've had the parade. You look Defenders like a horse's championship ass. Parade. Yeah, now what? Now what then? That's somebody should have thought of that.
I actually heard they're doing it big too. Like they're going to bring in tanks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All in the name of the DC Defenders being in the championship.
That's as far as I know. Coincides?
All I'm saying is, do they know that it starts at 8 Eastern?
No.
Because then you should wait till after for the parade to make it more fun.
I would have.
Or even you should do the parade Sunday then. If the Defenders game's not till Saturday. You know,
if you already booked it, then, you know.
It just seems weird to me that you would do the championship parade before the game. Mm-hmm. And what if the Michigan Panthers find out about it? Doesn't that add
that's pretty big bulletin board material.
Are they going to be talking about it in their locker room? Like, right now in D.C., they're doing the Defenders Championship Parade, mm-hmm. and we haven't even kicked off yet. Let's go show these guys a thing or two.
Right. That's a risky run, I think, by doing the premature championship parade.
Very odd. Mm-hmm. But look, whatever it takes to get the boys motivated, if you think the parade at 6 is going to help.
Dude, we can't cancel it. We're already going for it, so you guys better bring it home.
I'll bet you they thought the game was going to be played at... Does anyone know why? You could tell me, 800-636-1067. Why the parade is taking place before the Defenders game.
Just calmly explain it to Toby first, and then...
if it's a Defenders championship parade, Toby will field your call.
In reasonable tones, indeed. Without getting upset, just tell Toby.
You get what I'm saying.
Of course I do.
Normally, the championship parade is after a game.
Normally.
Somebody's actually calling.
Pretty exceptional.
Wish I could hear this conversation.
I don't. I'm good. I'm cringing inside and outside. I'm mid cringe right now.
Toby's like
the hairs on my arms are standing up, and we agree with you guys.
I think what happened is we'll move on, but I just want to say I think what happened is they thought the championship game was going to be at noon or 1. They scheduled the parade for 6.
Yep.
Then the game actually turned out to be at 8:00
in the dome,
and now you can't move the parade because there's already a lot of obligations and things like that. But anyway, if you want to go to the Defenders Championship Parade, it's before the game. Just know that. That's all I'm saying. All right. With that in mind, Danny. Speaking of, is the UFL going to work and how's this all going to go? Why are the bananas so popular?
Man.
This goes back to my Someone Explain to Me segment of yesteryear. Someone explain this to me. They're now on ESPN. I see them on national television.
They're selling out.
I was talking to Drab about this like a week ago. Drabby's a mark. Maybe he won't admit it on the air, but he knew all the guys' names and who does the backflips. And like, people are so in. You know they're selling out NFL stadiums.
Yes, like consecutive nights. Like 200,000 people go see
them. How does something get so big so fast?
I don't know.
And everyone just says, oh, it's the Globetrotters. The Globetrotters aren't big anymore. Nobody cares about the Globetrotters.
Like, I saw the Globetrotters in the 80s. It was the greatest throw of my life.
There was a time when I was six when I went to see the Globetrotters and thought it was cool at the Patriot Center. I'm not trying to joan on the Globetrotters. But you can't just say, it's the Globetrotters, and then move on.
And don't wave your hand at me, by the way, when you say, it's the Globetrotters, because those guys can't sell out the Patriot Center.
But why is it? I know it's different. It's entertainment. It's songs. It's dancing. Whatever. Like, people are telling me, I don't want to watch football if it's not the NFL. It's got to be the best. But you'll go watch these dudes who played some college baseball, like, dance and do sing-alongs. Like, what am I missing exactly? And I'm happy that people are happy. Sure. I want to take my kids to this. I think my kids would have a blast. I just don't get how this thing got this big this fast and why so many people care that they can literally take up residency for a weekend. We don't have a real stadium in D.C. to use, but in the event that we had a 60,000-person NFL stadium in the most powerful city in the world, then they would do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, they're barnstorming around the country, selling out like the biggest, the big house, like the biggest college football stadiums, the biggest arenas. People are going to see them in droves.
Anybody seen the bananas out there that can tell me if it was worth it? By the way, it's like $300 or something crazy. To go, like, you could probably do a little better, but I looked. I'm going to look it up right now. In fact, on the Game Time app, the Nationals Park, they're coming again this month. Savannah Banana tickets. Did you look those up last year by chance?
I did, because Megan was like, "We want to go. I want to go. I want the kids to go. I think they'd enjoy it." And I went, "You know what we're not going to do is that." Not because I'm out on it. It's just like that's a fortune.
Guy, they're at Great American Ballpark right now. Outdrawing the Reds.
Yeah, by a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn your attention to home plate where Funny Danny's going to tell a joke and swing the bat. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah, I'm doing Tonto, jump on it, like, as I enter the box. And then, now I'm going to hit and ground out.
Is the bit that it is... It's kind of like the circus.
Yeah, it's all social media stuff. I mean, there's a dude on stilts. I mean, the one guy that I know is, I know him by his Instagram name, Coach Rack, who has given baseball hitting tips forever. And so that comes up in my algorithm a ton. He's an incredibly handsome, in-shape dude who, like, tried out and made the bananas. He was actually a Nationals draft pick years ago. But so I know that guy because he has really good drills.
Oh, the one and, that, like, the Washington Post wrote all about.
I think maybe they did. I don't know. But he really good drills and, like, good stuff for, like, coaches working with kids, which I do. So I followed him, and now I know that he's on the Savannah Bananas. But, like, I don't know who the party animals are. I don't know who any of these people are. But it's like, I think to me, that's the entry point, is it's all these social media things. It's how, respectfully, a comedian that used to be, I'll do a weekend at the DC Improv. It's why that guy could do one show at the Lincoln Theater or the Warner Theater for five times the money and sell it all out.
Someone's got to explain to me why this thing is wildfire, why everybody wants a piece, how it got so popular so fast. I blinked, and the Savannah Bananas are the hottest ticket in entertainment.
Yeah.
And it sounds like I'm anti it. I promise I'm not. I don't understand it. Also, it's so expensive. I just need someone to explain that's been to one of these things. Like, what happens? Right. Is it an actual nine-inning baseball game? Are they actually competing against, Drab told me the other team's name is the Firefighters, which is funny. But is that a thing?
I mean, I know about the party animals. I don't know about the firefighters.
Oh,
who's that?
Maybe it is the party animals. The firefighters at the Savannah Bananas at Nats Park. Are those real firefighters playing against them?
You're asking a great question.
So here's what I'm looking at. I just looked up the tickets. Where I often sit at Nats Park section 114, which is basically straight up from third base, just past the visitor's dugout. It says, fees included, those seats can be $460 to see the Savannah Bananas. 100 level, 471. If you want to go, like, maybe this is Terra Club-ish, 630 each. 100 level tickets, 2 to 4 tickets at a time. You can get them. The lowest I'm seeing here is 245. Someone's got to help me.
Yep.
What's happening here?
James Wood's playing next week.
800-636-1067. Take that money and go get a few tickets to watch James Wood and eat lots of popcorn and ice cream. Well, I mean, the kids are going to love it, I'm sure, if you take your kids.
Sure.
My kids could like James Wood, too. I could. That's James Wood. We're going to watch him. But if someone's gone, explain this to me. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, this is The Fan. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the program. Later this month, the Savannah Bananas are at Nats Park. They were here last year. I did not get to go. I was on a little trek outside the DMV. But I at least looked up the tickets before we went, and I was like, maybe I'll take the kids, and I said, never mind.
Yeah, I asked around, hey, do we have a hookup? The answer was no. And then I was like, let me see if I can get tickets myself. The answer was no.
This is not me knocking the event. Or how much tickets cost, because things cost what the market dictates.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a really hard ticket to get.
It's a credit to them, by the way. They went from whatever this was in the wilderness to a couple guys posting on Instagram once a week to, like, this national phenomenon. It's incredible.
The guy that runs it, who's, like, their Barnum in Barnum and Bailey, he's, like, the Hugh Jackman of The Greatest Show, mm-hmm. right? The Greatest Showman. Because mm-hmm. it's The Greatest Show. His name's, like, Yellow Tux Jesse or something like that. That guy took out some loan and was, like, it's the rags to riches story of, like, down to its final buck, and I'm going to make it. I promise you, here, we're going to do this thing.
My number's going to come in. We're going to bounce them around the country playing the party animals. You'll see.
Now they're on ESPN, and he could sell this thing for billions of dollars.
Like, look at the picture I just sent you guys in our DM. The Savannah Bananas posted a picture of what it looked like 3 hours before first pitch, June 7th, when they were at Bank of America Stadium in Carolina.
Look at this.
I bet Bank of America Stadium hasn't seen a crowd outside of that stadium since Cam Newton was there.
That looks like, what do they call the little square in front of the Bucks games in that little park where Giannis is about to drop 37 in the finals?
Deer District.
This looks like Deer District during
the finals. Or Jurassic Park ahead of a Raptors game or something. Yeah,
honestly,
like, it's ridiculous.
This looks like right outside of Capital One Arena the night they won the Stanley Cup.
Seriously.
And by the way, all of these people are in bananas gear. Like, this is what I don't get. They're in yellow and navy blue t-shirts. Look at all the bananas gear.
Like, I understand. Let me try to quantify my position. I understand people liking it. I understand people going to it. I don't understand this, like, this is the Beatles in real time. Rock star, oh my God, camp out hours early, pay whatever it costs, devotion.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. But also, I will go back even one step further. How did people get hooked like this and obsessed like this?
Social media,
But it was, I guess so. It wasn't on TV.
Right.
The social media thing is cool because it's like they're singing or whatever. But I've seen some of the clips. I don't know what it is still. I know that people sing and then go up to bat. I know that they break into song and dance and then a guy throws a pitch. Was that what hooked all these people?
So everything's different. So banana ball, like if a fan catches a ball in the air, it's an out.
Right.
For example. You get points for trick plays, and they're doing all these different things. But
how do these people know that? Like, I had this guy, Jesse, on
via
my
social.
MLB radio show 5 years, 7 years ago when it was launching, and they were killing in Savannah at the time, like in the original ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And people were coming there to see them before they ever started barnstorming.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of a cool idea. I'm not really sure what the ceiling is. Fast forward a few years.
Ceiling's very high.
It's the biggest thing in America.
Yeah, ceiling is incredibly
high. So I learned some of that from talking to him, but like, this kid right here in his bananas shirt, who's like putting up a sign, it's my birthday, pick me, or whatever.
Right.
Where did his obsession come from? Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We'll start with Steve in Gainesville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good, good. So, basically, it's like a lottery system. So you have to go on their website and sign up to buy the tickets. Now, you can buy them like you were looking at Game Time, but... And you have to be chosen from their lottery. And I thought, well, great, I got the tickets. No, you have to log in at a specific date and time that they give you to buy the ticket. So I just bought tickets to when they play at Camden Yards for $40.
Oh, so you can get tickets through them that are reasonably priced if you hit the lottery.
Oh.
Correct.
Got it. So let me ask you this. So like for you to be that locked in, that you find out the date and the time, like it's a Taylor Swift concert, where does your intrigue and fascination with this thing come from? And how deep is your knowledge base on what is going on? Or do you just hear that it's fun to see and that's it?
I know about what you know. My wife and kids wanted to go, and I was like, well, if the tickets are as much as I'm seeing, we're not going. but I signed up, and I told my wife when I was sitting there waiting for my, 11 o'clock, last Tuesday time frame, I said, if they're expensive, I'm not buying them. But when they came up $40, and I have no idea where I'm sitting, they just basically said, you're in left center field, section 90 to 98.
Oh, so they give you like a whole group. What's funny is, I don't know if there's a way that they could prevent this. He could turn around now and sell those tickets for
a massive profit.
Because I'm just looking at the secondary market, and the cheapest ticket I see at Nats Park a few weeks from now is $245, and some of them are going for close to $700. But like, so they said they want to go, right? And he's, for them, it's more of an interest.
Yeah.
They're just intrigued by what is this? Is that a big part of this? Because
so, I think
I'm looking at
it.
This picture, and all these people are wearing gear. You don't buy gear if you don't know what it
right.
is.
Right, so it became the cool thing. So a phenomenon that you'll never understand that I would understand either. My children, they've grown out of this a bit, mostly because we restrict their access to it because it's so toxic and disgusting and stupid. But these YouTubers, they know these guys. Like, dude, that's galoshes. Or that's like, like Earwax 47. Like, they know these chotches. And it's a thing I will never understand, right? That same phenomenon is what this is to a degree, right? Now these guys are talented and doing more interesting things. So they obviously all have baseball backgrounds.
How good are the baseball players?
They're either minor leaguers, college players, everything in between.
You think these guys can play like in Double A?
Some of them did, and could, but maybe not quite that level, but close to it. And so you have to have a requisite amount of skill, but I'm telling you, it's the social media component. Whereas you and I go, social media, so what? That's not interesting. It's over everybody's Instagram and everybody's engaging it. And it's a self-perpetuating machine that because of social media, it's this huge amount of buy-in where people are like, bah, just sheep, can't wait to go.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like I don't.
Right.
That, for me, I need a payoff when I get there.
It doesn't register for me.
I'm sitting there for 2 hours. What's happening? Baseball and dancing?
Ish. Eh. Right.
I mean, right?
So like, a routine three-hopper to short is not a routine three-hopper
right,
to short. The guy's going like to field it between his legs and, yes. and throw it behind his
Which
back.
Which is cool. Like, yeah. Some of that is cool. Man, Todd in Potomac. Savannah Bananas, what can you tell me?
Hey, guys, love the show. Yeah, last year when they came to Nats Park, our baseball team mom somehow had a hookup for us to get a block of seats in upper right field there.
Nice.
We weren't sure if we were going to be able to go, so I didn't get in on that. Sure enough, we were able to go, and then I end up on StubHub dishing out plenty of money for mm-hmm. my son and I to go. But,
can you say how much were tickets?
They were probably a couple $100 a piece at that point.
So I didn't know if what I'm seeing is about right, but
yeah, that's right. But he's right here and he's 12 and he can tell you why it's so good and why the kids.
All right,
love
let's
it.
Hear it. What? Why right, the bananas?
This is Grayson.
So there's this left fielder. His name is Rack.
Coach
he
Rack.
Actually played for the Nationals in the minor leagues. He played in AA.
Yep.
He has like 30 million subscribers on YouTube. And the Savannah Bananas, most people love it because of, like, the fans are involved.
So, like, meaning if you make the catch, then there's an out?
Yeah. And, like, the gear, it's not that expensive. Like, hats were, like, $20. So, like, fans, like, love it. But also, yeah, they're really good. Like, the players... You have to be really good, and, like, everybody tries out, and, like, nobody makes it, really.
Yeah, like, I couldn't make it, and I don't think I could have made it in my prime either, right? Like, the level is higher than that.
Well,
and
of course, yeah.
And the guy I referenced is this dude, Rack, like, came in as a celebrity already. Already had this huge following. That's the only guy I know. But, so I keep pointing that name out. But
well, like, some guy just tweeted me and goes, dude, it's the Savannah Bananas. They're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Like, that's, the Harlem Globetrotters were never this big. Now, maybe with
social media. They were pretty big.
I agree.
At one point.
But they were never this big.
Right. Ever. Not like this.
Now, with social media, could it have worked out for them to be this big? Possibly. Maybe mm-hmm. they came at the wrong time. But they never went city to city to set up courts where 70,000 people came three straight nights. I watched a clip of this tuxedoed gentleman, Jesse, I think is his name, the guy that runs the whole joint.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to like get to the bus after, and he's being mobbed like he's Paul McCartney.
Yep.
He is being mobbed, and he starts like screaming at the security, I will sign an autograph for every person here. And he's like, if you're here, I will sign for you. Like, he was probably there till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Good for him. I loved it. But my point is, like, James Wood's in this ballpark 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that for James Wood.
Yep.
What about that?
What about that?
Nobody is sleeping on the Savannah Bananas. I can tell you that. Nobody's sleeping on Jesse the yellow tuxedo.
Jesse
guy.
The body tuxedo.
I just wish there was as much interest for the superstar 22-year-old outfielder that we have. Let's go to Colin in Leesburg. Hello, Colin.
Hey, gents. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so went to Savannah Bananas last year. Didn't know anything about it. Took my son.
Hold on. Before you go, how does that happen? Like, did someone just offer you a ticket?
Was he saying he wanted to go?
Got the lottery. So got the lottery last year. Got the lottery this year, so it's doable. It's not, you know, impossible to get in the lottery and be able to get affordable tickets. So that's the first sell, is that's affordable. Like the kid said prior, the gear's affordable, but I guess the other big element too is just the fan engagement. It's mm-hmm. so genuine. And the best, I was trying to think of a way, analogy to describe it to you guys. Like, you know, like the mites on ice during intermission at Caps games,
totally.
Like the guys that actually stay in their seats and stuff like that, and everybody's cheering and having a good time and cheering them on and stuff like that. Imagine that, but everybody in the stadium has that type of energy and has that type of vibe.
For the whole night.
But it's for the entire night. And then the gameplay itself, So they play basically like an inning by inning. So whoever wins that inning, that's how they, you know, judge who wins the overall game. So it moves a lot quicker. So like my son and stuff, if I take him to a Nats game, I'm spending 2-3 innings and stuff like that out in the outfield at the playground and stuff, and I'm missing the game.
Dipping dots four
times.
He's
dialed in the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
He's dialed in the entire time. It moves quick. It's entertaining. But just the overall, just, you know, atmosphere of it, it was like nothing, no other sporting event and stuff like that I've seen. And it's from
and
the
you're going
front
back.
Gate all the way to the seats. Yep, going back this year.
That's very cool. So my question is about that secret sauce. Whereas I get that vibe that everybody, the Mites on Ice example works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has that like infectious excitement, happy to be there. Let's support this thing from start to finish. And what I'm wondering is how did they create that so fast?
Right.
In every city in America.
I mean, I've seen
that doesn't happen.
Right. I've seen that guy, the boss, the tuxedo guy, like talk about the to the players because like, a pep talk. Like
Yellow
this is the experience
Jesse.
That we want to give, and they take it to heart. I mean, you can go on a cruise with these guys during the offseason when they know they can't play baseball, so they're still like not out of sight. You know what I mean? It's like right now you go to the website, the thing they're offering right here is Banana Land at Sea is back. Cruise from Tampa to Cozumel with your favorite banana ball players from February 9th to the 13th. They know they're not hitting, so there's no offseason. There's no out of sight, out of mind. They're not going away. You can come, you know, go down the water side with us on this boat of some kind for a few days. It's unbelievable.
Eric in Alexandria, what's up?
Yeah, hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think part of it is, and I'm an old guy, so I don't know much about this, but my daughter loves it. And they really, first of all, they respect the fans, right? They, they go out of their way when it comes to customer service. I'll give you a little story. You know, they have this lottery, so they try to limit the amount of scalping that's going on, although they can't get rid of it altogether. But my daughter put in, she's been trying to get to the games, and they made a mistake. They, like, oversold the lottery. Like, they picked too many winners, and they couldn't, for certain locations, they couldn't honor all the tickets. And they had announced to these fans that they weren't going to be able to fulfill the tickets that they had selected, even though they originally had been told they would. And to compensate them, they admitted that they were wrong, and then they allowed them to pick any game, and they gave them five free tickets. My daughter got five free tickets to any game in the country that she wanted to go see.
Wow. I mean, so they're
making it right, yeah.
People feel like they're taken care of, clearly. And when you're there, it seems like everybody treats you well. We can move on from this next. 800-636-1067 if people want to hop in. But I want to know, did anything else get on a rocket ship like this? Like, give me an example. It's just like 3 years ago, this was nothing.
Didn't exist.
And now it's the biggest thing in sports entertainment.
I received two text messages on this front that I think will shed a lot of light.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so Danny, you had some time to think about it. Do you have an example for me of a sports-related, entertainment-related rocket ship that has made the progress of the bananas in the short time that they have?
Not apples to apples, okay? Because this is about fan interest. So the game is it's baseball, tangentially related to baseball, but this is about fans who went from you've never heard of it a few years ago to everybody being involved. The closest, you might roll your eyes, is pickleball. Nobody played pickleball in 2019. Pandemic happens, and for whatever reason, it catches the country by storm. And now, four times as many people play pickleball as play golf. That's a very short time from no one's heard of it to ubiquitous. I remember my buddy, we went to his family's house, and he's like, we're going to play pickle. I'm like, we're getting in rundowns? What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
He's like, no. And he showed me the game, and I was hooked. That's the closest I can come.
Yeah, which is just a sport.
Right.
So it doesn't even really.
It's not the same deal.
It's not analogous in any way. But yeah, I mean, that is an example of something that's like something that was zero to 100.
From nothing to a thing, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Ryan in D.C. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I heard your comment about, you know, why is it so great? And I went last year on a free ticket. I had nothing invested, and I was just kind of an open book. I wanted to see why it was so great. So I understand why you were thinking the same thing.
I'm just wondering what it is, yeah.
Yeah, and what it is, I mean, like the guy said, whoever wins the inning wins the point. It's a two-hour baseball game with a whole lot of bizarre rules. But I think the foundation for me, I'm a baseball junkie. It's really, really good baseball. The players are obviously, they got to a level higher than most baseball players will ever get. So that's kind of, I think their foundation for me was this is actually really good athletic competition, and the game is not scripted. It's not like the Globetrotters who beat the Generals every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legitimate competition.
Well, I thought the game was scripted where they win every time. It's not?
It is not scripted. Sometimes the firefighters win, and sometimes that third team that you mentioned wins.
The party animals.
The party animals, right. And there's just – like the guy, so and the other guy said they're – they're really genuine with the fans in a way that struck me. And when I left after 3 hours, I thought, I can see why these guys are so popular because they play good baseball. It's this bizarre brand of baseball that's really entertaining. And they have a gift for comedy and entertainment that I did not expect.
So it I wonder, like, too, though, level. Ryan, and thanks for the call. It sounds like maybe they're updating you on the rules or letting people know the rules as they go.
Yeah.
Because if people like him are going to these games that didn't have a whole lot of knowledge going in, how would you know that, it's an out when the fan catches it? is the audio that good that the guy's just on the microphone and you're hearing everything he's saying, or are they flashing it on the board, or maybe both? I guess you'd have to constantly be educating people because not everyone knows what's going on. Although, right, when I look at these pictures and everybody's wearing bananas gear,
you seem to have some level of buy-in.
My guess is they know the rules. They could explain it to people. Nate in Annandale, home of the Adams. What's up?
Hey, my man. So, first and foremost, baseball is so hard. I've swung a baseball bat twice in my life. One time was up on Ferndale and Inzer, and I fell in the mud, lost my glasses. This is in sixth grade. Second time was at PNC Park from a batting machine. This is before my collegiate year of team captain, defensive end, jacked. I whiffed every time. Baseball is so hard that when you can actually engage in people that can't do it, I mean, look at that. Who's the dude from the A's or whatever it is? Because I don't even watch baseball, but I love seeing triple plays. That's the coolest play in all of sports. You got these dudes doing like these crazy, like last second reactions to things.
Yeah, the flips and stuff. And
when you can actually do that, like, dude, Funny Danny has the reaction time of a cat, most likely, because he played actually
30 years ago, maybe.
Maybe. Someone asked here, Kristen said, would you have, if you got an offer to be a banana out of college, would you have done it?
Oh, hell yeah.
I say no chance.
Dude, making money playing baseball?
Well, see, that's the other thing, and I need to double click on. I don't think these guys make a lot of money. At least early on, I remember hearing that there was some issues with that.
The initial?
I'd be curious to know more.
Well, you know what I want to do? I'm looking at the roster. Danny Hosley is from Vienna, Virginia. That's a Vienna guy. That's local. That's right by us. Let's track that guy down and talk to him.
Yeah, why not? He'd have some good knowledge. I mean, what do those guys make, do you think?
Great question. I mean, when you sell out an 80,000 person arena twice in a weekend, somebody's taking home some scratch.
So Google says 75 to 95K on average, about 85,000. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, but
the barnstorm for a few months.
And then there's your base where, again, like some of these guys have huge social media followings because of it. You grow your own, and you know, just by doing normal videos, like Meta probably sending you a couple grand a month.
Let's go to Corey in Alexandria. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
I feel like my YouTube. So I'll put you guys onto this. There's a channel, Baseball Doesn't Exist. They actually recently just did a video about this. So really, to your point, Grant, they're like rise to fame. I don't remember the exact year, if it was 2012 or 13, but when the main guy, Tuxedo Jesse or whatever, took over, he really just bought a minor league team, the Savannah Bananas. And they were still a minor league team up until maybe 2 years ago when they fully dedicated to going to banana ball. But they were running these banana ball games at the same time as minor league games. So they actually had two teams on the Savannah Bananas. And they realized that, you know, they were just getting way more attendance at these banana ball games. And when fans would come to the regular games, they were like, where's banana ball? And so he had to make a decision, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to own a minor league team where I can do all my antics? Or do I really want to, you know, put into this and, like everyone's been saying, the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. So I don't think it was a small rise. I think it was a long time, but I mean, it did blow up with social media over the past couple of years.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's good knowledge.
So two nuggets. Our buddy Frank Hanrahan said, and I quote, apparently it's all you can eat and drink, included with the bananas tickets. That's number one.
Steamed for that.
And my
wife. Is that me getting them on a secondary app, or is that hitting the lottery?
That's a great question. That I don't know.
Okay.
And my wife said, it's social media and also because they're all hot. So there you go.
Oh. I do think most of them are really good looking.
I'm looking at it now, and there's something to that.
There's some handsome gentlemen, yeah. Danny.
If you like that soul shredded, no body fat look,
gross.
Where the guy like is handsome,
not me.
That's not. I mean, that's
give me
not,
a dad bod every
yeah,
single time.
Right?
Do you? I want to go back to this whole. You would have played. You really think you would have?
100%.
Someone getting you to dance and sing, you'd have been so Rick.
I wouldn't have loved that part, but
that's the whole part.
But I love attention. The doing trick plays and like having fun and playing baseball, like but for real in front of people.
But then you have to put your glove and bat down and go do a full dog and dance and play the show.
That wouldn't be my favorite. But a lot of the guys like have said though, like that's not why I signed up to play. But then you kind of get into it and you realize people are going nuts for you. I love attention.
Well, the last thing I love about it too is at each of these parks they bring back legends. So like when they were here, Gio played.
Yeah.
This year, I'm sure they'll try to get Worth or somebody to come back and take part. And they just do one little thing, whatever it is. They go up and they have an at-bat. I think that's pretty cool, too.
It's very cool.
It's brilliant. I mean, it's working.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
I'm just going to have to go to see what this thing is, but it's good info from everybody. And most importantly, from your wife, it sounds like.
Yeah.
They're hot.
Quote, they're all hot.
End quote. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.